In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Now this week in the church, we are celebrating a beautiful feast called the Entrance of the Virgin Mary into the Temple. It's a rather veiled feast in Christendom. Most of your Christian friends, even pastors, have likely never even heard of it. Even within the Orthodox Church, it's among our more obscure celebrations, shrouded in poetry and tucked neatly at the beginning of Advent, with our eyes already being drawn to the Nativity of Jesus Christ. But it's precisely its position at the beginning of Advent that informs our understanding of this event. Mary's parents, Joachim and Anna, had been unable to have children, a heartbreaking situation for the both of them. And in that society, the neighbors would have whispered that this Joachim, this Anna, must have displeased God to be barren like that. Barrenness, as they called it, was seen as God's curse, as retribution for an unrepented sin. How wrong those neighbors were. God sends an angel to let Joachim and Anna know that not only are they not cursed, but are being blessed for a monumental calling, a monumental gift. They will conceive a daughter who will be the mother of the long-awaited Messiah. And Joachim and Anna are amazed, and they're filled with joy, and they're filled with wonder, maybe a little confusion. But sure enough, they have a baby daughter, and they name her Mary. Now, Joachim and Anna were elderly by this point, and knowing the role that Mary would fulfill, they promise to dedicate her to the temple when she's weaned, when she turns 3. And Mary would literally live and grow up in the temple. The temple had a boys' home and a girls' home for children who had no parents. Hannah in the Old Testament had dedicated her son Samuel to the temple under similar circumstances. So the feast we are celebrating is when Mary turns 3 and the elderly Joachim and Anna bring Mary to the temple to live there. And in the icon in the center of the church, you'll see the event. Mary is being brought into the temple. There are a number of girls there with candles who will become Mary's new stepsisters, her roommates, her circle of friends. And of course, the priest is there receiving Mary into her new home. And then Mary lives in the temple until she is ready to be betrothed. This entrance into the temple is what we're celebrating this week. Seems simple enough, but what does it have to do with Advent? In fact, what does it have to do with us at all? Well, like so many stories in our faith, there is a deeper layer of depth to this event as well. And to engage with this deeper level, we go back to the Old Testament temple, which was known to be the dwelling place of God, the place where human beings could encounter the divine. Most of the temple was for public worship. But in the middle of the temple, as Jonathan read from Hebrews, in the middle of the temple was a room called the Holy of Holies, and this room was separated from the rest of the temple by a curtain. And inside this room, inside this Holy of Holies, was an altar. And on that altar was a golden box called the Ark of the Covenant. And inside this golden box, this Ark of the Covenant, were the tablets of the law, the actual tablets, the word of God Moses had received on the mountain, and a container, a jar of manna, this bread of God that came down from heaven when the Israelites were wandering in the desert. One jar of manna, of this bread of God, was saved and placed in the Ark of the Covenant, along with the tablets that Moses had received. And so the Ark of the Covenant contained the Word of God as tablets and the bread of God as manna. And so the whole focus of the temple, both visually and spiritually, if you're in the temple, the whole focus was on the Holy of Holies, which held the Ark where God was known to live, where God was experienced. Now, at a certain point, invaders came under King Nebuchadnezzar, and the temple was destroyed, and its contents seized, and the Israelites were taken captive in Babylon for about 40 years. And then later they were allowed to return and rebuild. And this gets really interesting. When they returned, they rebuilt the temple to exact specifications, right down to the Holy of Holies. You can read about it in the book of Ezra. Everything exactly the same as it was supposed to be built, with one huge exception. They didn't build a new Ark of the Covenant because there's nothing to put in it. Why build an ark with nothing to contain it? No manna, no tablets, no bread of God, no word of God. These had been lost. So you have this huge temple and this focal point of the Holy of Holies, and it sits empty. It sits empty. That's what they built, an empty Holy of Holies. No ark, no container to house the word and bread of God. Until a little 3-year-old girl named Mary walks in and takes her place in the temple. She is the new container who will hold God. The difference is now the ark is a living human being, a girl named Mary, because God will be coming to earth not as stone tablets and not as a jar of bread, but as the person of Jesus Christ, the living word of God, the living bread of life, who needs a living ark rather than a box made of gold. Mary takes her place in the temple as the new Ark of the Covenant, who will contain the living word of God, Jesus Christ. And as we move into the season of Advent, in which we celebrate the coming of the Son of God in the flesh, the coming of God with us, we realize that this feast is not just about Mary being the Ark of the Covenant that contains God, but that it's about all of us being arks, all of us being living containers who hold God. That's what this season is genuinely about. Mary was not the only living ark to contain God. She was simply the first. Simply the first. We are all invited to receive the word of God and the bread of God. That is our calling. That is our gift. That is our creation. God comes in the person of Jesus Christ through Mary to live in each person uniquely, according to who you are, according to who you were created to be. So this feast in which we recall the rebuilt temple with its empty Holy of Holies, and then Mary coming in to be the living ark of the living God. This feast being at the beginning of Advent, in which we're preparing to receive the incarnate Son of God, this feast is saying in no uncertain terms that God has come to live in you. Amen.